Thanks, Serge. Good afternoon. Low and moderate income families in Nassau and Suffolk County and in other communities across the country are struggling to afford housing. Instead of being rescued when families run into financial trouble, they can lose their homes. Delinquent mortgages get bundled into large pools. They go onto the marketplace to be bought up by hedge fund billionaires and private equity firms. Yasmin Speliotis is Executive Director of Mutual Housing of New York.
Fannie and Freddie, who hold 50% of the mortgages in this country and a lot of mortgages in low and moderate income neighborhoods with people of color, are actually bundling these notes when people are having trouble and not paying, bundling them up and selling them to the people that are at this conference today.
The conference was a recent black tie hedge fund awards banquet closed to the press at the Time Warner Center hosted by the Business Insider.
We're here to call out hedge funds for buying up like our communities, homes in our communities, and basically extracting wealth from low-income and middle-income communities.
Outside the conference, a protest with hedge clippers and New York Communities for Change over what billionaires are doing to New York's housing stock. Renata Pumerol is with New York Communities for Change.
We want to see that like they don't buy our mortgages, they don't buy foreclosed homes to like make profits, and they should be taxed heavily.
According to a new report by the Center for Popular Democracy, hedge funds and private equity firms are getting big discounts. This when they buy the rights to collect homeowners' mortgage payments. They get discounts from the Department of Housing and Urban Development, from HUD, and the Federal Housing Finance Agency, FHFA. The two government agencies don't give similar discounts to homeowners that aren't billionaires. And what happens in Nassau and Suffolk County is that neighborhoods end up with zombie homes.
A lot of these homes, sometimes when the investor purchases them, they go through the process, evict the homeowner, and then these homes may need repair. They fall into disrepair. They go vacant. Nobody cuts the grass. Nobody repairs the house. And then not only is that homeowner not there, not only is that house in disrepair, but the neighborhood and all of the homes in that neighborhood are negatively impacted. So you can imagine kind of the repercussions, particularly in neighborhoods that may already be, you know, trying to kind of break out and stabilize. This would actually have a very, very negative impact.
According to Speliotis, mortgages don't need to be pooled into large bundles where only the very, very rich can buy them.
We would actually say that they don't need to be the ones buying. There are other entities that can actually, these are not the only people. It's set up right now that they're the only people that can buy because these pools are sold in hundreds of millions of dollars. If you broke them down so that you had a neighborhood in Nassau County or Nassau County specific only, you know, but X number of notes, then the county could work with nonprofit partners to come in and be able to raise the money to buy them, and you wouldn't have to do what's going on right now.
For more on how hedge fund managers and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are selling neighborhoods to Wall Street, go to hedgeclippers.org. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.